to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live on this Wednesday, the 12th day of July, 2006, for the next 2 hours. Out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. Anybody that's ever been to Round Rock knows exactly what I mean. They're building malls around here, folks, but they just can't figure out what to do with those tiny spaces downtown. At any rate, they're filled with lawyers and whatever else. You know, that's what they do. They crawl in the woodwork or the holes. At any rate, I just pulled in off the road, literally, just walked in the place. I had to go get my cell phone repaired. Now, that doesn't sound... People are thinking, why is that a newsworthy item? Well, it is to me because all your cell phones, ladies and gentlemen, all these cell phones are being sold nowadays, and I don't care if it's Nextel, Verizon, Samsung, Motorola, whomever the company is, the GPS tracking are in the phones, and it cannot be defeated. Now, my little Sprint Samsung here, which I've dropped at highway speeds off of the motorcycle, must be one heck of a phone. At any rate, it had a little dealy bob in here that you could actually eliminate the GPS tracking. Now, before you figure, oh, that's such a neat idea, I'll be safe using my cell phone. No. It still's got the feature on it, and this is actually within the phone systems through the police department. If you call 911, decide you don't need to call in an emergency, well, they'll deactivate the phone, call you back, and want to know why you called and hung up. Well, that's nice. I appreciate the private security guards doing that. But suffice it to say, it's the old World War II technology of triangulation. Either your cell phone's on or off. If it's on, rather, and you're transmitting and receiving on your cell phone, well, you can be triangulated, and then it can track you from cell tower to cell tower. Now, the question is, why do they need to do that? Okay, if you have a home phone, chances are you got a cordless or a wired phone, well, they know where that's at. Well, I guess they just don't want people running around on the streets of America talking to people without the government tracking you down and finding you. So at any rate, by the way, I'd spent about an hour and 45 minutes months ago on the phone with Sprint, and I knew this phone had that feature, but I couldn't get to it. I had this manual. It was about an inch thick. Finally, it took me about an hour and 15 minutes to wheedle it out of the guy how I go into the phone and deactivate that GPS system, but it can be done. And if you folks out there have purchased a cell phone, you didn't know that it was in there, and you didn't know that it was active, well, guess what? It's active all the time. So you may want to stop in your local phone store and go to one of these places, you know, the Mr. Fix-It shops and sell cell phones, and do that. Get rid of your brand new cell phone and go to the older technology. Works for me. Why reinvent the wheel? Well, yeah, why reinvent the wheel? Today, I had a guest cancel on me today, so it's going to be wide open phones. I guess we'll do kind of our version of the open phone Friday on Wednesday. So any information that you've heard that you want to get out, you want to relay it to the rest of the people, maybe I haven't even heard about it yet. Heck, I just walked in off the street and sat down here. We'll take the break here, come back in just a couple of minutes, and kick off this unrehearsed and unready talk show. We'll be right back.
Do There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You're going to love this one. Man indicted in phone jamming case will argue administration-approved election scheme. Now, if it isn't bad enough, we've got the vote-fixing through voter fraud. And apparently, the United States Supreme Court is responsible for fixing votes and installing presidents that they want. This man, the story came out actually a couple of days ago. The fourth man indicted in a New Hampshire phone jamming scheme in which Republican operatives jammed the phone lines of Democrats, the Democratic Get Out the Vote efforts in 2002 for the Senate race, will argue at trial that the Bush administration and the National Republican Party gave their approval to the plan, according to a motion filed by his attorney. Thursday, Sean Hansen, the former owner of a company that placed hang-up calls to jam Democratic phone lines, was indicted in March for conspiring to commit and aiding and abetting the commission of interstate telephone harassment relating to a scheme to thwart get-out-the-vote efforts on Election Day in 2002. His lawyer's motion signals that Hansen intends to argue that he was entrapped because the administration allegedly told his superiors the calls were legal. Now, the filing indicates, however, that Hansen does not have firsthand knowledge of administration intervention. Hansen's lawyer offered an inside look of his defense strategy in yesterday's filing. His client will assert that he believed he was acting on behalf of the government and the Republican Party through his work. Now, Mr. Hansen may assert that government or an agent thereof actually induced offenses which Mr. Hansen is charged and was not otherwise predisposed to commit. That was Hansen's lawyer, Jeffrey Levin. Mr. Hansen may assert the defense of derivative entrapment, in which the government uses a private party as its agent. Now, phone records, here's the meat of the story. Phone records show hundreds of phone calls from the New Hampshire Republican Party and convicted phone jammer James Tobin to the White House Office of Political Affairs during the time the scheme was being planned and carried out. The Republican National Committee, which shelled out millions to defend Tobin, has said it is preposterous to suggest the calls involved phone jamming. According to AP, the phone records show that most calls to the White House were from Tobin, who became the President Bush's presidential campaign chairman for the New England region in 2004. Other calls from New Hampshire senatorial campaign offices to the White House could have been made by a number of people. A number of people wouldn't have the same phone number. At any rate, a liberal political action group Senate Majority Project also uncovered a GOP marketplace which subcontracted out the hang-up calls to Hansen's Milo Enterprises, was partly owned by Mississippi Governor and former RNC Chair Haley Barbour. Repeated hang-up calls that jammed telephone lines at a Democratic get-out-the-vote center helped secure the victory of Senator John Sununu, Republican in New Hampshire, over Democrat Jean Shaheen, in November 2002, and the vote was 51 to 46%. So, you know, it's not good enough. They see they don't have all their Diebold machines and all the voting precincts around the United States. So, you know, we just got to keep resorting to those old little tactics that we used before. Let's go to the phones here. And let's talk to Fred in Philadelphia. Hello, Fred.
Hi, John. Long time.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I don't know. If I have time to think about it, it may get me depressed.
All right. John, I think is that information on the, how to take the doohickey off your cell phone, is that going to be posted on your site?
No, I don't know exactly how to take the thing off my doohickey, but I do know that it can be done, but I don't know anybody personally that can do it. I was talking to the owner of this phone repair shop, and he said he had people request it. And what he just simply says is, just buy a used phone. Buy a good quality used phone. I mean, you know, you think about this. I guess the truth in lending laws or advertising or whatever the case may be, I have yet to see anybody selling these new phones. I mean, you can walk into any... They sell them in grocery stores. They sell them in Lowe's Hardware. They sell them everywhere. Little kiosk in the mall and whatever else. But most of them are honest enough to say that it has GPS tracking on it. But what it doesn't say is that the GPS tracking can or cannot be defeated. Well, none of them, the new phones, cannot be defeated at all. Now, I consider that to be a major invasion of my privacy. Who the heck needs to know who I'm calling and where I'm at?
Right, and then we know all some of the other facts about the fact that they can put it on monitor mode, even when the phone is turned off. They say they can do that when someone has been buried under rubble, but you can do it under certain administrative and legal circumstances also if you haven't been buried under rubble. But your Fourth Amendment is buried under rubble, basically.
Well, it is. I mean, the right to travel, the right to privacy, be secure in your papers and all that other stuff. Hey, I was telling some guy today, and it's really ironic, the guy that owned his phone store. You know, I was standing there talking to him. I had some time to kill, and he knew a few little things. And he said, you know, I got a friend that talks just like you, and he talks incessantly. So this guy dials him up on the cell phone. I didn't know what he was doing, and he hands me the phone. I said, what's this? He said, this is my friend. So I talked to him for about 10 minutes. He's up to speed. And he said, the guy that you're talking to right now doesn't want to believe everything that I'm telling him because it's going to make him too uncomfortable. And he said, this is what I have figured out, that this smashes their perceived vision of how their lives are. It's like as we get older. The other day, I got to tell this story. The other day, I'm standing in a store, and I'm standing there, and I'm looking around, and I see some guy standing there. I'm looking at him going, oh, he's not a bad-looking guy, but he's getting kind of old. Well, it turned out to be me. But when you look in the mirror, okay, to shave your face or brush your teeth or comb your hair, you look at yourself, you don't look at yourself and go, gee, I look old. You know, that is your perception. But if you take that a little off axis or off angle, like I did that day, I was looking at myself going, yeah, he's not a bad looking guy, but damn, he's old. It was me. So
what kind of store has a full length mirror in it?
What kind of store?
Yeah. You said was it a store you're at?
Yeah.
What kind of store was that?
I don't know, clothing store or something okay. Like that. Everybody's got full-length mirrors. Yeah.
This train incident, I'll call it an incident. There was a London incident, as we know.
Oh, you're talking about the 100-plus people that died in the government operation?
Right. You had, first of all, they're contradicting themselves all over the news wires, all over the reports. They're contradicting themselves, tripping on the story, basically, as it's being thrown out for us to lap up. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you have, in those crammed commuter trains, luggage? How can that be put in there at 6 o'clock in the morning? Or at a particular time when it isn't noticeable? And how are these things going to be so well funded and constructed that these things will blow up at the exact same instant?
Right.
You're talking about a tremendous amount of planning and capital and equipment and electronics and even probably a radio command to blow up these things. And I think that you really have... the first thing that I saw was on BBC. There was not a correspondent, but an Indian intelligentsia kind of a person saying, "Yes, we have to put this in the category of terrorism." But the police are not even putting it automatically in that category because they're just starting their investigation.
But yet we have a 66-year-old doctor, in New York, that blows his brownstone to the ground, and immediately I see the news reports going, this may be an act of terrorism.
Are you kidding me? That's
the doctor had a judgment against him for $4 million,
uh-huh.
And he had already told his wife, I'll see you dead before you get a penny out of me, so he blew up the brownstone, almost killed himself.
Well, you know, that's not the news reader's fault by reading that. That's a news manager putting that kind of statement in there. They're doing it, not the news reader.
It is the collective of the controlled media. You know, some people would say that, well, you know, it was the fault of that one individual for making that leap of faith, that assumption. No. There is a script, Fox News, CNN, I don't care who it is, that they are to handle things a certain way. The same reason that you're hearing now more and more. I heard Alex Jones talking today, and I'm going to play that clip. I think it was from, it wasn't Joe Scarborough. I'll bring up the clip here in a second. They're being forced to talk about some of the things that we have been talking about for a number of years. But just as these people will preface this, Hannity and Combs, Alan Combs does the same thing. They had this guy on, this professor from Wisconsin, says, hey, this was an inside job. The tag conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
They're all being taught to use that same term. So, you know.
Now John, on the London incident, when I look at the news, I really am extremely observant. I'm more observant than most. And I notice where those, when there's an explosion, what direction that metal has been bent. On the London incident, I noticed that there was quite a few examples of it going into the car,
mm-hmm.
Because of an explosion under the car.
Hang on a second, I got to take a break. Yeah, the story was that they were chasing this madman, this Al-Qaeda terrorist that he had a backpack full of bombs. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hot off of the presses, folks, starting this Friday on the Roundtable. This is what we have running from 11 to 1 p.m., 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. We already have Michael Collins Piper on the air Monday through Friday from 6 to 7. That is Central Time. And, of course, that is on WWRB's 12180, which I hope you shortwave people out there are enjoying the clear signal today. It was majorly jammed. Even WWCR, they're so sloppy with their jamming. They do it over such a broad bandwidth that they were even blanking out WWCR's 12160. Well, at any rate, enjoy the shortwave today. I'm sure it's just an accident that these jammings keep going on. What are they so afraid of if I'm just a wingnut? At any rate, starting Friday, Christopher Bolin will be doing a show every Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm sure that'll make a lot of you folks out there happy. It tickles me. I think he is one of the premier investigative journalists that we do have out there. There's a lot of pretend and wannabes. There's a lot of has-beens. There's a lot of never-wases. But he is. So we're very glad to welcome him aboard. And that's 11 to 1 p.m. on Fridays on satellite, on the analog, on the KU, on the website, on shortwave, on AM and FM. You folks out there will be able to hear this man report his news. And he's a globetrotter, folks. This guy has no moss growing under his feet. He is everywhere on the planet digging out stories. So that's going to be a great addition to Republic Broadcasting Network, and we welcome him with open arms. back to you, Fred, in Philly. What were we talking about before the break?
Okay, you know, you got me, but I just
I'm still going 100. I was literally driving down 35 at 110 miles an hour.
You know,
to get here.
there's something I always wanted to ask you, and that is, you said that a number of years ago, you had just a lot of chronic ill health, and then you changed your diet, mm-hmm. or you did something systematically, and you described it, and I'd like to possibly do that myself. I don't know if it was it was an easy way to lose weight and get rid of sodium or something like that.
No, my weight loss plan, you wouldn't want to do my weight loss plan. It takes about 3 to 4 months for recovery from it. It's a crash program. And I literally mean it. Last June, I was up to almost, I'm only 5'10 and a half. People, when they see me, think, boy, I thought you were 6.5 feet, 7 foot tall. You know, but no, I 5'10, 5'10 and a half, whatever. I was pushing 200 pounds. And I'm not a big boned guy, as they call that. But now, when I had my motorcycle accident, I managed to lose 35 pounds and keep it off. But what I have been doing on a consistent basis, I watch what water I drink. It's always filtered through a Berkey.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm doing right now is running it through an AJ1, an air injector, and I air and inject my water. It brings up the pH, kills all the scum and all that other stuff
mm-hmm.
off. I've also quit eating this tainted meat out there. I only eat natural beef and natural chicken.
Well, you were consuming a lot of caffeine
and sugar at one time, right? Well, that was years ago.
I quit
drinking caffeinated coffee. Geez, almost 10 years ago.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And that it was getting really, the kind of thing where it just wasn't working. I mean, I'm kind of at that point with caffeine. I have to really make a big change.
Mm-hmm. It's not good for you. And what it does is it upsets your biological clock. It really does. I mean, we've been taught that, you know, get that percolator going, you know, get your morning charge. And that's not the way physiologically your body is supposed to work. It has its high and low points during the day, and that's artificially induced. That's why a lot of people couldn't figure out, well, okay, I load myself up with coffee in the morning. I take a shower. I'm ready for the world. At about 12 or 1 o'clock, they're about ready to fall mm-hmm. over. So what do? Start ingesting more caffeine.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. I mean, I got off of caffeine, and I got to tell you what, for 2 weeks I had close to what I would consider migraine headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time after that, it was kind of bizarre because I would, if I had an occasion, if nobody had the caffeinated coffee and I drank a cup of caffeinated coffee, I would get these massive headaches. So now I've weaned myself off of that. My wife is trying to get me healthier.
Are you using the wheatgrass?
Wheatgrass. As a matter of fact, I hope you people are paying attention to the ads that we have on this network. We have this ProtoGrow stuff, and we tried the ProtoGrow with the wheatgrass, and I'll tell you what, you can grow a crop of wheatgrass like that, and it's just amazing.
And it's supposed to have vitamins and
minerals.
It's got
22 or 23 amino acids in it.
Mm-hmm.
Beef is the most complete food as far as amino acids go. I think beef has about 21 amino acids. This has minerals, vitamins, and all of those amino acids. And I'll tell you what, what it does is it boosts your immune system. You don't know what it's like to feel healthy until you try that wheatgrass.
Now, do you really have to really eat it on an empty stomach or
No. I mean, you don't eat it. What you do is, as a matter of fact, Monocot wheatgrass, if somebody could dig up his number. Kelly, can you get Monocot wheatgrass number for me and put it on the screen? It's a good time to give him a plug. He's been advertising with us for a long time. No, what he does, this gentleman down here, Alan in Texas. He gives you, he sells you one of these grinders.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use just any grinder out there to grind up this wheatgrass and get the juice out of it. But, no, juicing is about the only way to do the wheatgrass.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But, I mean, it does two things. It not only gives you nutrients, it tends to aid in getting rid of...
Yeah. Hang on a second. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
The number for Monocot Wheatgrass, Alan, is toll-free, 877-699-4328. That's 877-699-4328. Or if you're in the 512 area code in Central Texas here, you can just dial them at 272-8700. And as I suggested, folks, that Protogrow, go on the website, read about it, RBN Live, look up the Protogrow, Protogrow. I'm still in a hurry here, going 110 miles an hour. At any rate, check that out because fantastic results growing the wheatgrass. And Fred, I got to finish up with you. Yeah. Any last thoughts?
Yeah. Here? Well, I think people have to do things that they wouldn't consider doing, and basically think outside the box with their nutrition and reducing stress. Because if they don't do that, they're not going to be able to do all the other things that. Yeah. That will increase their wealth and happiness.
Well, and you know what? It's if you're in optimum health, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, we're being toxified at any given turn. I don't care if it's the water you're drinking in your house. I don't care if it's the food you're eating. I don't care if it's the air you're breathing. So your best line of defense, you know, if we and up until the point where we can make the changes that we have that healthier environment.
Yeah.
There's one thing that we can do, and that's if you beef up your immune system, your body, you can ward off a
right.
lot of stuff.
And you need minerals to do that.
Absolutely.
And remember, the plants that are growing now in mass agriculture simply do not have the minerals that our grandfather and grandfather's grandparents had when they harvested their own crops. That's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at how many people have allergies now, just all kinds of weird stuff that 50, 60, 70 years ago we weren't plagued by, but we certainly are now. Hey, Fred,
right.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Another thing I got to tell you about wheatgrass, folks, you can literally live on this. That's right. See, everything, I'm looking long term here. You know, any advertisers we bring on, you know, feed the head, feed the body, whatever the case may be, I'm looking at long term. What are people going to need to survive? And you can literally live off of this wheatgrass. You could eat sawdust to fill up your stomach and drink some water. Okay, but literally, to keep yourself alive, you could literally live off of this wheatgrass. That's how potent this stuff is. So with your regular diet, and I hope you folks out there are paying attention and trying to change your diets out there, especially if you're over that 40 hump, you know how fast you fall apart. So if you keep yourself in optimum condition, if you're exercising, so much the better. If you're changing your diet, yes. But get something to really fortify. And the neat thing about your body is whatever foods your intake is, if it's humming right along, pounding on eight cylinders, that you're going to optimize any of the nutrients you're taking in. And with all the depleted stuff we have out there now, I don't care if it's fruits, vegetables, meats, I don't care what, all this processed food stuff, folks, you need a fighting chance. Give Monocot Wheatgrass a call, 877-699-4328. We appreciate his support he has from day one on this network. Buy this stuff, folks. Try it out. Even clear up my kid's acne, believe it or not. Back to the phones here. Ann in New Mexico. Hello, Ann. Thanks for holding.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Are you decelerating?
I'm still at Mach 3 with my hair on fire, but yeah.
Yahweh bless you.
Well, thank you.
Four quick points and then a question.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have a cell phone because I don't want to cook my brain.
And cook it like an egg?
Or be GPS.
There you go.
Two, jamming. The reception's pretty good here in New Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. And three, what are they afraid of? Well, an informed and armed populace who can handle the truth.
There you go. There
RBN.
You go.
And I, too, I'm in my 60s, and I bought a wheatgrass grass or juicer from Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But I go to the juice bar and have organic greens juiced for me and also wheatgrass.
But you still do the wheatgrass.
Well, I just I buy the stuff and then it just sits there. So,
don't do that.
I know.
Don't do that.
But at any rate, I'm very, I'm in my 60s. I'm not on scripts or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good health.
Mm-hmm.
Few aches and pains, but I do eat organic fruits and veggies, grains, and meats if possible.
Sure.
And the meat, by the way, should be grass-fed and not corn-fed. Corn will increase arthritis, somebody told me just recently.
Well, and not only that, all the hormones and all the antibiotics
right.
and everything they stick in this. You know, it amazed me, for years and years and years I was noticing. And you're a little bit older than I am, but I can remember being in school. And I remember what my classmates looked like when they were in the eighth grade. I mean, we looked like a bunch of gangly little adults in training. We didn't. But now you look at these children, and especially the females. They have full breasts at the age of 11 and 12 now.
Well, that's Prozac in the water. That can't be pumped out. That's
well,
why
not, not only the Prozac, but it's the growth
and the hormones.
It's the growth hormones they've been sticking
that,
in that stuff.
All the stuff in the water, you can't get it out.
Yeah.
I drink bottled water, and I put my minerals to it and sit it on a brick. And oxygenizing, is that what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
But here's the question. Have you heard of Greg Palast?
Yes.
I just got his book. Oh, I read it already. It's called Our Madhouse.
Uh-huh.
Anyone out there, I highly recommend this book. It's a real eye-opener, and it's all about the money, isn't it, John?
Yeah, well, and you know
what?
Bottom
line, it's all about the money.
I've been getting engaged in conversations here with some of our talk show hosts on this network, Jim Fetzer and the people like that. I told him, I said, this 9/11 thing, you guys are doing a good job with this, but stay on point. Keep your political views or your liberal or Marxist backgrounds. Keep that in the background. Stay on point with the 9/11 issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I told him, I said, look, I said, all things being equal, if the globalists, the money changers, wouldn't have come in and snatched up and privatized our money system last century around, what, 1913 here?
That's right.
I doubt very much we'd be looking at the globalism problems we're looking at inside this country right now.
That's exactly right. Controlling the currency.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring out a point. I hope you can bring Greg on. He's in Mexico right now because the globalists want to steal that election, of course. And it looks like Obrador won't get in, or whatever his name is, the man that's for the people.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get in,
sure,
because the agenda is for the top 1%, who's controlling and has all the wealth and are dictating by fiat through the currency for the rest of us.
They've got the same kind of criminal cabal in government down in Mexico have for a number of years as we've been experiencing here in this country.
Right. But Choice Point Incorporated is down there, and you may want to have Greg on and have him talk about Choice Point and how the elections are stolen through Choice Point.
You know, I've never had him on the air, Alex.
Oh, I hope you do.
Alex always has the guy on, and I figure, you know, people that listen to this show, a lot of them listen to Alex Jones' show, and I try not to duplicate, you know, what somebody else is doing because he's got a well-listened-to show.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking about it. It's funny you should mention that. For the last couple of days, I've been seeing his picture plastered all over everything. And,
well, he's hot, and what he has to say is right on point, as you say. And he says it with a sense of humor. He's sort of like a Hunter Thompson, mm-hmm, kind of gonzo journalism.
Yeah.
But I certainly appreciate what he's doing, which is going right out there and sticking his neck out. And it's just awful. But, you know, Scripture, getting into Scripture, has prophesied this 2,000 years ago, and it's just happening, coming to pass.
Well,
right
don't,
before.
Don't, and don't get me started on that one, because I've said this before. The other side can read, too.
Yeah, right.
And I'll tell you what, they're banking on worldwide chaos. They're banking on people that are Bible-believing Christians to fold their hands, get on their knees, and just pray and not do anything else.
Well, that's rapture, which is the big lie.
No, I'm not even talking about rapture. No. Don't make that mistake. The rapturists are preaching at the turn of the century. They started preaching, oh, well, you just, you know, when the time comes, you're just going to get zapped up to heaven. You know, you're going
to
leave all your baggage. Now, what I'm talking about, what I'm talking about is the other Bible-believing Christians out there that are so,
they've been compromised, John.
They've been compromised.
There's a faith and initiative right in the middle of Homeland Security now. Bush put that in, and what they're going to do is corral all these pastors and say, you take care of the sheep, and we'll take care of you.
I'll tell you what,
that's a joke.
I can't prove this, but I can almost guarantee and assure you we're not going to be able to pray ourselves out of this one.
Well, we're going to have to stand for the truth, who is Yahshua HaMashiach. That is what we're going to have to do to the death. They loved not their lives to the death. They obeyed the commandments, had the faith of Yahshua, and obeyed not their lives. You know, and cared, you know what I mean, gave their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Revelation. And anyone who's not prepared to do that isn't worthy of, I'm telling you, what he has in store for us is, I have not seen nor ear heard what Yahweh has in store for those who love him and obey him.
Well, and you know,
it's spiritual, the reality is made in the image and likeness of Yahweh.
You know, I can see why a lot of people that aren't Bible-believing Christians would turn that message off. And
what message?
Well, what you just said.
Oh, you mean death? Oh, yeah. No, they don't want. They want their Cheetos and they want their TV and they want to rest in their illusions and be comfortable.
They want to be.
That's the flesh, and you know what? Yeah. I don't blame them in a way. Nobody wants to be upset.
Yeah. Hey, I got you, Ann. Hey, I got to move on. Appreciate your call. Thank you for calling in. Newsweek's man in Baghdad, he says Iraq is doomed. Bush manages the news. This is on Newsbusters, and it was posted by a guy by the name of Tim Graham. Rod Norland, the chief foreign correspondent for Newsweek magazine and their Baghdad bureau chief from 2003 to 2005, gave an interview to Foreign Policy magazine in which he declared that, and I'm quoting, "It's a lot worse over here in Iraq than is reported. The administration does a great job of managing the news." He claimed individual reporters have been blacklisted because the military wasn't happy with their stories while they were embedded. And I just call them in bed. not embedded. They're in bed with them. He also suggested many in the military don't want to see how awful it is in Iraq because they're wishful thinkers. They don't want to see the doomed enterprise and are victims of their own propaganda. Now, if you guessed that the left was thrilled by Norlin's remarks, you'd be right. He said, I found it at the top of headlines at BuzzFlash.com, a seriously Bush-hating left-wing site. When asked if Americans were getting an accurate picture of Iraq, Norlin began by saying this. He says, it's a whole lot worse over here than is reported. The administration does a great job of managing the news, as I said. Just an example, there was a press conference here about Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's death, and somebody asked what role U.S. Special Forces played and played in finding Zarqawi. The official either denied any role or didn't answer the question. Now, somebody pointed out that the president, a half hour earlier, had already acknowledged and thanked the Special Forces for their involvement. He says they're just not giving us very, very much information here. Foreign policy. The Bush administration often complains that the reporting out of Iraq is too negative. Yet you say they're managing the news. What's the real story? Well, Nordlund said this. You can only manage the news to a certain degree. It is certainly hard to hide the fact that in the third year of this war, Iraqis are only getting electricity to about 5 to 10% of the day. Living conditions have gotten so much worse. Violence is an even higher tempo, and the country is on the verge of civil war. Well, they're already having a civil war. You know, the plan was to go in there and just whack out these evil people, and don't worry, once we dump Saddam Hussein, well, the Sunnis and the Shiites that had never really bothered each other that much before, now they're in a pitch battle for who's going to control what. I mean, it's all BS, and they're not fairly and accurately reporting this on the news because that would add credence and steam to the idea that we should get out of there and get out of there fast. If I have a little bit of time here, I will go into the story about what Mr. Vice President, Mr. Halliburton, has said about that issue. But at any rate, back to the story. The administration has been successful to the extent that most Americans are not aware of how dire it is and how little progress has been made. You hear Bush all the time. We're going to stay the course. We're going to stay the course. He sounds like a broken record. What course is that? Until the Iraqi civilization as they once knew it is doomed and gone forever? Until half of the country's population is wiped out? Until we can build McDonald's and put XXX movie theaters on the street corners over there? What are you talking about, Mr. Bush, staying the course? He says they keep talking about how the Iraqi army is doing much better in taking over responsibilities. He says, but for the most part, it is not true. When asked how often reporters get out of the green zone, Nordlund said restrictions are very severe, and the military doesn't tolerate criticism well. But the military has started censoring many embed reporters. Before a journalist is allowed to go on an embed now, the military checks the work you've done previously. They want to know your slant on the story. They use the word slant, by the way. What you intend to write and what you have written from embed trips before. If they don't like what you've done before, they refuse to take you. Now, there are cases where individual reporters have been blacklisted because the military wasn't happy with the work they had done as being an embed. But we get out among the Iraqi public a whole lot more than almost any American officials, certainly more than the military officials do. The brief interview concluded with an inquiry into whether journalists in the military seeing two different pictures in Iraq. Nordlund said, definitely yes. The military people are deluding themselves. Sometimes it's hard to say, he says. Many in the military are here on the second or third tour, and they don't want to feel this is all a doomed enterprise. I'm not saying it is, but to some extent they are victims of their own propaganda. Two reasonable people can look at the same set of information and come to different conclusions. A good example, says I traveled recently to Taja for the handover of the large swath of the territory north of Baghdad to the Iraqi army's 9th Armored Division. Now, this was meant to be a big milestone, an important chunk of territory that had lots of insurgency activity given over completely to the control of the Iraqi army. But when we spoke to the Iraqi army officers, they said they didn't have enough equipment. They are still completely dependent on the U.S. Army for their logistics, their meals, and a lot of their communications. The United States turned territory over to them, but they are not functioning independent army yet. They're just not. Now, this is really nothing new for Nordland. He was strenuously comparing Iraq to Vietnam as Keith Olbermann's guest in 2004. In the summer of 2003, he insisted on NBC that thoughtful, better-educated Iraqis would not kill Saddam, but put him on trial, as if the media would cover that fairly. You know, and by the way, how much are we seeing in the Saddam Hussein trial? You know, here's a country that we've killed tens of thousands, tens and tens of thousands of their people. The boogeyman over there is on trial, but why doesn't some ditzhead like Greta Van Susteren quit doing these murder mystery type cases on CNN? Hey, Greta, get a life. Why don't you do some stories on what's going on in Iraq or cover something of worth? Otherwise, get off the air with your ugly face. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We're back here. Continuing this man's story. He said there are cases where individual reporters have been blacklisted because the military wasn't happy with the work they had done on an embed. But we get out among the Iraqi people a whole lot more, as stated before. I don't know why this is repeating itself. But we get about, you know, out and about with the Iraqi people a whole lot more than any American official ever does, and certainly more than the military officials do. Now, the brief interview concluded with an inquiry into whether journalists in the military seeing two different pictures in Iraq, Nordland said, yes, the military people are deluding themselves. He said, sometimes it's hard to say, but many in the military here are on their second or third tour. Well, yeah. You know, this whole thing, when I heard this embed thing, I thought, you know, embedded journalism, they are sanctified. They are walking on holy grail ground. They're hand-picked to receive the propaganda and channel that back to the United States. Folks, you don't think George Bush is hurting right now? Why is the news, the media's right now, carrying so many of George Bush's speeches? This man, I mean, just yesterday, I think it was, got up, you know, we're running a $300 billion deficit. $300 billion, my eyeball. This man has got us $3 trillion in the hole in less than, what, 6 years? And how is he financing his war in Iraq? Well, I'll tell you how he's doing it. They're selling bonds and treasury notes to anybody. Chinese are basically, what they're doing is funding the war in Iraq, but nowhere close to the actual expense. So what are the clowns in Washington, D.C. doing, all these gutless little congressmen and senators? Oh, well, they just open up the checkbook. Let's just mortgage the next 150 years of America. Folks, we're flat on our keister. From an economic standpoint, you people out there that think George Bush, if you happen to listen to this program, and I wouldn't know why, if you're a George Bush supporter, you'd have to be insane or, I don't know, what do they call those people with two different personalities, split personalities? You know, folks, I don't want to go down that road. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, just on an economic standpoint, fighting a war that you can't even pay for, okay? You can't even pay for the damn thing. And I was talking to people in the cell phone store today. And I had a nice little group standing around. And I was telling them, you know, things that you may not know, things you may find of interest. I asked one guy, I said, what's national debt? And I said, oh, well, I don't know, $8 trillion, something like that. And I, thank you very much for playing the game. Johnny, what's the consolation prize? I said, try $70 to $100 trillion. His eyes almost popped out of his head. He said, that can't be right. I said, why? Because you didn't hear it in the mainstream media? I said, I handed him a card to RBN, and I said, here's the website. So why don't you do yourself a favor? Why don't you drop back into reality? Get the news and information that's going to make it possible for you to make as many sane decisions for yourself in the very near term. And you're going to need to if you're going to survive. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Bruce, hang on there. I'll get to your call in a second here. This is an open phone Friday, only it's Wednesday, if that makes any sense. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Second hour coming at you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.